Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And look at that. He's in studio with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, David.
So here we are early in the morning talking about what's happened. And now we see that President Trump has returned to the White House. He's continuing to downplay the virus. The president's doctor says he may not be entirely out of the woods. He staged a dramatic return, says the AP, and immediately ignited a new controversy by declaring that despite his illness, the nation should not fear the virus that has killed more than 210,000 Americans.
David, we are in the middle of a Kafkaesque nightmare. There is no question about it. I cannot figure out what's going on. I do know that this president is a nightmare. He's living, he's walking, but he is a nightmare. He says one thing on the famous Woodward tape. He says he knows how dangerous it is, how transmissible it is. He goes and he gets the best care in the world. They throw every drug at him that is possible, that could be helpful, that other Americans couldn't have. He gets out and he is basically dismissive. What is happening in terms of his reelection campaign? I don't know. What does he think? I suspect he thinks that if he is Donald Trump tough guy, people will admire him. So what he does is he goes counter to his own words when he talked to Woodward about how bad things were in terms of this disease. And now he comes up with a whole new thing about don't worry about it. It's not important. Here's a guy who should have said from the very beginning, every American ought to be wearing a mask, and he would have saved tens of thousands of lives, but he didn't do that. Instead, he made fun of masks. He's still making fun of masks. He gets up on the White House portico, and he takes off his mask symbolically to show that masks aren't important. Here we go again. So this runs counterintuitive to everything that we know and we think and we've learned. In the meantime, we've had a hell of a lesson in medical ethics as his doctor stands up there and clearly gives out the word that the president wants him to give out as opposed to what is genuine. Look, David, this country needs to know about the health of its president because everything rides on that man. It's too bad, but it does. The very least that could happen is that we should be able to be told. We have a doctor who stands up there and admits on day two that he didn't quite tell us the truth on day one. I don't think they teach you that in a medical ethics course, I'll tell you now. You can be a pretty boy and you can get up there and you can pretend you're Dr. Kildare, but in the end, we know that we have to be given the truth and we are not getting it. So now he goes back to the White House. He exposes all the people in the White House who are going to be there. He leaves the extraordinarily expensive care that we have given him, we the American taxpayers in Bethesda at the Walter Reed Hospital, and goes back to the White House to cause even more chaos. It's almost as if somebody dropped him in to create chaos in this country. I'm not surprised that the polls are all showing him losing, anywhere from 7 to 10 points. What I am surprised about is the 40% who can still support this guy and say that they're supporting him. I shake my head after everything we've seen and said, how could that possibly be? And I come up with the answer that a good deal of this campaign is based on race. It's based on fear of others coming and taking over the government, and he keeps giving that dog whistle to everybody in that group and the hope that they all come out and that they vote for him and that he wins.
Then there's the issue of the vaccine, Alan, as the White House has now blocked the new Food and Drug Administration guidelines on bringing potential vaccines for COVID-19 to market that would almost certainly have prevented their approval before the November 3rd election. You got to have people trust a vaccine.
Well, that's right. We do know from the polling that people don't trust the vaccine yet. You're quite right, David. If the polio vaccine had not been trusted, this country would have had a lot more polio cases than it ended up with because the correct preparatory work had been done. So this vaccine, whoever puts it out, is going to have to be thoroughly tested, and the American people are going to have to trust it. Right now, I suspect that a lot of people do not.
COVID-19 infections from the AP have shut down the Senate. Republicans are refusing to delay confirmation of President Donald Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett, of course. They're even willing to make special arrangements so six senators can vote. Democrats are protesting, but appear powerless to stop them. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he'll go to the Capitol, quote, in a moon suit to vote if he still has the coronavirus.
You know, the theory of America is that there is some democracy left here, that the people will choose, these Republicans are in a swan song. They're going to lose the Senate. That's the way it looks to me right now. They know that the chances of confirming Trump's pick here, Ms. Barrett, are negligible if they can't do it right now. So they will do it one way or another, and they will shove it up our throats. They will do it because that's the way that they have operated all along. The idea of Democratic input is nullified by all of them, and they know it. And yet, they still have to go home, see their husbands, their wives, their children, and they have to, most of all, look in a mirror. How they're going to do that, I don't know, and how history will treat them, I don't know.
How important is this vice presidential debate tomorrow night, Alan?
Well, considering the fact that the president is such a screw-up, this debate will be interesting, as if you were at the U.S. Open. You know, it's good theater. We're going to see how both candidates handle themselves. Democrats are going to be looking very carefully at Kamala Harris because, you know, Joe Biden is not a young man, and he may fall at some point. It's not a pleasant idea, and we don't want it to happen. But if it does happen, Kamala Harris is going to be their candidate, and they're going to be their president. And I think the chances of that happening are extremely good. So all eyes will be on Kamala Harris. Pence, we pretty well know.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Always great to have you in studio.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure to be here. Now I can pull up my mask.